Lynn Rossetto Casper, and you're listening to The Splendid Table, the show for people who love to eat. Our program is produced by American Public Media. Now, today's show is about eating in America, past and present, and from the very good to the downright nasty. American Eats past comes to us from the one and only Mark Twain. Now, would you believe he was a wonderful food writer? If the 19th century literary giant were around today, he'd have the hottest food blog in cyberspace. Well, we've got the strictly 21st century side of eating in America, the office refrigerator with your lunch and lots of other things. And this is the season when we've got it all. Glorious prime and so much to choose from, and sometimes too much, as in the infamous zucchini glut. Well, there is one woman, a lone woman in Portland, Oregon, who welcomes all those squash with open arms, and she sets out to change the world, at least her world. And then, of course, there is the ultimate truth. There will never be too many magnificent tomatoes, and this brings me to Anthony Giglio. Now, to the wine and food world, Anthony Giglio is famous for his books, his tastings, his classes, but frankly, I don't care about that. I want to talk to him about tomatoes. Each year, our mutual friend Cara raves about how Anthony cooks up his annual pomodorata, which is Italian for tomato feast. It's at his house in Jersey City. Well, it's the 10th anniversary. Enough of this hearsay. I have finally got Anthony Giglio on the phone. Anthony, it is so good to finally talk with you. Welcome.
Thank you, Lynn. So thrilled to be here.
Okay, now, you have got to explain what the pomodorata is.
Okay, so I was on a press trip in 2001 with a bunch of fellow food writers. Our host was Fred Plotkin, who has written many books on Italy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So I find myself on this press trip for 2 weeks in a minivan all over northern Italy, surrounded by all these very, very well-known writers who are all, you know, talking about what they cook and this and that and the other thing, and I'm the kid from Jersey. And I throw the gauntlet down and say, you know, you guys could talk about food till you're blue in the face, but none of you could cook anything without our tomatoes in the summer. New Jersey tomatoes are the best. And nobody believed me. They all made fun of me. And I said, I will prepare a dinner with 7 courses of tomato-based dishes in August if I can get you all across the Rubicon, which I joke is the Hudson River, and come to Jersey City and see how we roll in Jersey City. And they all came. It was crazy. It was 3 weeks before 9/11, which was a completely different head. We actually talked about it months later. That night will really live on in infamy as one of the greatest times we had before everything changed.
So this is the 10th year. What are you going